Call the Laura Ingraham Show, 1-855-40-LAURA.
We can live, baby, right here, right now.
Obamacare premiums nationwide have increased by double and triple digits. As an example, Arizona went up 116% last year alone. Governor Matt Bevin of Kentucky just said Obamacare is failing in his state, the state of Kentucky, and it's unsustainable and collapsing.
With the Affordable Care Act, you know, if they pull back coverage from millions of Americans, people are going to die out here. I mean, that may sound dramatic, but that's just the facts.
Okay, now people are dying. 855-40-LAURA. That was Steve Beshear, former governor of Kentucky, who delivered the rebuttal last night after the speech to the joint session of Congress by President Donald J. Trump, joining us now. I think for the first time ever on the Laura Ingraham Show, and I'm delighted because I've been a fan of his for a long time, Senator Joe Manchin from the great state of West Virginia, who's a Democrat, but he's really pretty conservative on a lot of issues. Come on. Senator Manchin, how are you? Good to talk to you.
Fine, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How did you think old Beshear did last night? How did that diner backdrop go for him?
I know Steve real well. We were governors together, and he's a good friend and all that. And you know, he feels strongly about the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, as you may call it. And he feels that he was successful in Kentucky with that. And I understand there was a shout out that it might not be as successful as he would like it to be or thinks it is. So we'll just see what comes out of it. But that's really where that's going back and forth. But Steve's a decent guy, really good guy.
Well, I don't doubt that he's a decent guy. But just like the Republicans had to grapple with Oral Jindal sashaying out in that empty house that when he did the rebuttal. And then Beshear with the I kept thinking someone was going to scream out, "Hey, my coffee's cold and I want a short stack." I mean, it was just kind of...
never saw it, so I didn't. But they said it was in a diner. Was it in a diner?
It was in a diner, man. And it was kind of an odd thing when you lost Kentucky by 30 points. And you got old Beshear out there coming out saying, "Well, I'm doing this because I'm speaking to middle America." I think Trump spoke to middle America pretty powerfully in the election last time I checked.
I thought, last night, and I said this, and I know people all, once they already take a position, they take their position and hold to it. I don't. I always said this: if you can't change your mind, you can't change anything. You have to look for the opportunities and move forward, and I'm looking for every opportunity I can to move forward with the president, help my state and my country, and that's what I'm going to do. Laura, I was asked before the election, what are you going to do, Joe, if Donald Trump gets elected president? I said, I'm going to do the same thing as if Hillary Clinton gets elected president. I'm going to do my job, try to work with him, make him the best I possibly can, and support where I can, and be an honest broker. If I disagree, it'll be a respectful disagreement, but always with a pathway forward. And that's what I'm trying to do. So last night I thought last night's speech had a great tone to it, and much better tone. It was more of a presidential tone, and I think that's what people wanted to hear and wanted to see. And I've always said this: in West Virginia, you give a shout out to my miners and talk about Harley Davidson, you're okay.
I'll say. I mean, it's a big switch from what we've heard in the past, and dirty coal, and the implication is always the dirty people who do the dirty coal. And I think part of the reason Trump won by
43, almost 43 points in West Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a drubbing.
Next to Wyoming, it was the largest margin of victory. But you know, really, Laura, if you go back to 2012, even Mitt Romney won in West Virginia by 35 points.
Well, I didn't beat Donald Trump, but I tried. I'm sorry. I'm just doing my. I'm a little punch drunk because I was up very late last night. So just forgive my pettiness.
Well, we all were.
I'm very petty right now. Not petty. I'm just goofy. First day of Lent.
That's
so.
Not you, though.
First day.
That's right. What'd you give up?
My priest said give up in the near occasion of sin. I said then I'm gonna have to go into a different line of work. The near occasion of sin, that is called the media. That's the media. What the heck am I going to do to support my family?
I know.
So that's rough there. Senator, let's talk about what some of your colleagues, how they reacted to this speech and what they thought of what they heard.
For the past 40 days, now plus one, President has put Wall Street, made Wall Street number one, to make America sick again, three, instill fear in our community in terms of immigration bans and all the rest of that, deportations, and four is just not giving us the information to loosen the grip of Russia on, we want to know what his personal, political, and financial ties are to Russia.
Okay, so,
the
intelligence
community should share that information,
too.
And he...
All right, we don't have to play the whole thing. God, you're killing me, James. My board up, I'm like, when are you going to end that? So, the 78% of the people said that this was, they felt optimistic after the speech. Stock market is up 200 plus points. Is there a disconnect? The Democrats have to kind of do some more soul searching, autopsy, look in the mirror and figure out what we did wrong, or is it the Russia thing, or is that the right way to go here?
Well, let's look at this. If from the hardcore left, my hardcore left on my side versus, and let's say the hardcore right on my friend's side, on the Republican side, if they're saying, well, Mitch McConnell played, we're not doing anything, no Obama any way, shape, or form, no matter good, bad, or indifferent, we're just not going to do it. And he was so obstinate about anything that came out, but and then they look back and say, well, it worked for them. Now they both have the House and the Senate, and they have the presidency. So why don't we try the same thing since it worked for them? Well, that didn't work for the American people, I can assure you. And that's not what they want. So two wrongs don't make a right. But I understand that mindset that a lot of them, a lot of people are in right now. I don't subscribe to that. And I've said this. I don't like the toxic atmosphere that I'm in every day. I don't like coming to work in a real hostile environment. And it really is. We come to work every day, Laura, and they expect me as a Democrat to be against every Republican, to raise money and to go out and campaign against them, which I will not do. But they expect all my Republicans friends to do the same thing, to come in and raise money for the Republican Senatorial Committee and go out and campaign against any Democrat, no matter how well you get along with them or even if you like them. And I've said this, you want to change the atmosphere? Make it ethics violation if we campaign against a sitting colleague.
Yeah, I see your point there. And Senator Joe Manchin, I think there are a lot of people listening who want more senators and Republicans and Democrats to have your more common sense approach. We really appreciate it. Thanks.